This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday confirmed the death of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a raid by American troops.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. He was the founder and leader of ISIS, the most ruthless and violent terror organization anywhere in the world.
In an address to the nation, he praised the troops who conducted the raid.
U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style.
He says a large number of Islamic fighters were killed, while no U.S. personnel were lost in the operation. Turkey's army says an attack by Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria has killed one of its personnel and wounded five others. This brings Turkey's military death toll to 11 since the launch of its operation. Despite the ceasefire brokered by Russia, occasional skirmishes have continued. Afghan officials have set a new date for announcing the result of last month's presidential election. The head of the Independent Election Commission says the results will be announced November 14th. And Boris Johnson's Conservatives stepped up pressure on British lawmakers Sunday to back the Prime Minister's bid to hold an early election and break Britain's Brexit impasse. But with the main opposition Labour Party waiting for the European Union to grant Brexit a delay, and two other parties launching their own bid for an even earlier election, observers say the government's bid so far looks set to fail. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The parents of one of the people believed to have died in a truck in Britain say Vietnamese police have taken DNA samples from them. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In her home in Vietnam, Nguyen Thi Huan still waits to hear from her son, even though she is convinced he is dead. Joseph Nguyen Dinh Long is believed to be one of the 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London last week. Joseph had worked as a carpenter but wanted to travel abroad to earn more money. His father says he urged his son not to go. British police have been trying to identify the bodies which were found in a truck container on an industrial estate near the British capital. They say very few of the victims were carrying official identification and that they hope to identify the dead through fingerprints, dental records and DNA.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Chinese and Vietnamese officials are working closely with British police. Hundreds of Iraqi demonstrators are continuing their anti-government protest in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. More than 60 protesters were killed Sunday in clashes with police since last week when the demonstrations began. Iraq's elite counterterrorism service says it has been deployed to the area. It has been instructed to use all necessary measures to end the protests. Ivan Milat, one of Australia's worst convicted serial killers, has died in prison after spending 23 years behind bars for the murders of seven backpackers in the late 1980s and early 1990s. That's according to authorities on Sunday. Imair McCarthy reports.
One of Australia's worst convicted serial killers has died in prison, nearly 30 years after the backpacker murders for which he gained notoriety. Ivan Milat was serving seven consecutive life sentences after being convicted in 1996 for the killings of two Britons, three Germans and two Australians, in a case that made grim headlines around the world. He never admitted to murdering the young men and women, some of whom were sexually assaulted, shot or stabbed. Milat was also linked to several other unsolved missing persons cases and died under suspicion of having committed more crimes.
That's Reuters' Imair McCarthy reporting. Hong Kong police say anti-government protesters set fire to shops and hurled gas bombs on Sunday. This happened after riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands in the Harbourfront Hotel District. The protesters had gathered to denounce perceived police brutality during the more than 4 months of often violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.